So you guys watched it. Redstone Rehab. One of the first YouTube viral videos. How do you feel about freebasing cocaine?
I mean, I do not do it.
I would not do it.
Except, you know, on my birthday, I'll pull out the pipe and freebase some cocaine.
I'll pull out that pipe and I'll base.
Yeah, special occasions.
I'll tell you what, though. I just would never do it in a church. Yeah, but like, if I'd already heard the sermon.
But definitely not at the altar.
To him, you don't like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To him, you don't sit there and do nothing.
But not an automobile. There and do
nothing. Stuck in traffic, nothing on the radio.
I love that that's the bar. It's like boredom.
That's the bar.
You know, I would never freebase cocaine while I'm GMing a Starfinder campaign. Unless it's a campaign I've run before.
Unless it's a trash mob combat, you know, I'll pull out that pipe.
Unless it's like a role play scene that I'm not part of.
Two PCs are having a conversation I just don't care about.
If I'm not directly involved in the conversation,
I'll do a toot then.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do a toot now. I like to party. I drink beer and tequila, you know.
It's impolite to take it, you know.
So if you're not familiar, everyone, this is from a internet video bit. So this isn't us.
No, we're just discussing toot.
We're discussing our personal habits of when we do not freebase cocaine.
Smoky White Devil is no longer part of my
smoky
life.
Smoky White Devil.
Waving the checkered flag out of hell.
Waving me on into hell.
I love that he just peppers in a NASCAR metaphor.
Well, he's got to. You know, it's Alabama.
Yeah. Well, down in Redstone, Alabama.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm. With my life, I was down so low, a mosquito wouldn't even bite me.
Down Arsenal, Alabama.
I love you guys.
Anyway, so I'm glad we could share in that piece of internet history with you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, is that just like a generational thing? Are we too old?
I mean, I don't know. No. I mean, like,
could be.
I was on the internet when it was young. I just don't remember that video.
I mean, that might be like a cultural thing.
Local.
It's like particularly
it's
regional, exactly. If you will.
It's like growing up listening to Afro Man. You know, not everybody did that.
Right. Well, we do like to drink, though. For real. We do all like to drink.
I'll take a drink now. I will take a drink.
Well, Zach, what are you tooting?
Man, I am tooting some bourbon whiskey.
Nice. Gotten classy.
Yeah.
It's a pint nice glass, no less.
But I honestly don't remember the name of it. It's like Josh was like, here, man, try some of that. And I was and I'd never heard of it before. It is not Bullet. I would have told y'all if it was some Bullet Rye whiskey. But I don't know what it's called.
Well, speaking of someone I don't know who he's called, that other guy that's on my podcast. What are you drinking?
Hey folks, this is Steve here from the Hideous Laughter Podcast. I play Matumbe and Sawyer Saverine on that show. And although I have not taken a hit of toot yet tonight, I am drinking a strawberry lager from Abita Brewing because I will do the alcohols.
Oh, Abita, dude, yay. Repping the New Orleans brewery. By the way, it's Basil Hayden. I just asked Josh.
Oh, Basil Hayden. Basil Hayden's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's smooth.
No, that's how you pronounce Abita. I know it looks like Abita, but you know how we do down here in Cajun funk.
Basil Hayden. You know?
Wait, give me the class. How am I supposed to say it?
It's literally Abita. Just Abita.
Oh, okay.
Abita.
I didn't know if there was like kidding, a southern Abita. Inflection that I needed to step into. Abita
Brown Company.
It's not Abita. Not a Chapatula situation.
Yeah, somebody spell Chapatulas for me right now. Adam, spell Chapatulas.
Don't do it.
Will not.
I had to explain Chapatulas over the weekend to Emily.
Chopoulos. Some bullshit like that.
That's all close. Of the consonants. That's what it is.
Let's see here. Chop. Okay, here it is. Chopoulos. That is a name of a street. And also, well, the beer is called Chapatulas, but It's a playoff of Choptulus. But that's how you say
interesting. That.
Good luck getting
this
one back.
This beer really slides down my throat easy.
There you go.
Thanks. Speaking of some of the slides down my throat easy. Hey, Heath, what are you drinking?
Yeah. We did. I was going to say, Griffin, you better take it while you can.
That was
golden.
I was going to try something on Choptula, but
it's a hard word to riff off of, my man. I'm drinking water out of a Stella Artois glass.
That halfway counts, right?
That almost gets there.
Well, speaking of someone that almost gets us there, hey, Adam. What are you doing?
What's up, Griff? I am drinking now another SoPro beer, but this time it's a Icebox Lemon Gose, because I need something refreshing, because it's hot as hell in here. Checker flag all the way there. But it's a nice, refreshing, citrusy beer.
Is it sour?
Oh, it's so sour.
Hard.
No, it's
pass.
Not that sour. I'm just trying to help Griffin out.
No, well, speaking of hard pass, hey, Emily, what are you drinking?
Cool.
Damn.
I'm gonna get through this. Right. This is fun.
Emily, just give him the we'll see you and just log off.
We'll see you. No, I'm sticking with the claw, and I too am imbibing some lemon beverage because this is the lemon flavor of White Claw. Nailed it.
That's also what I have, so that's my transition for me.
Speaking of nailing
that last time.
Speaking of nailing it.
We are getting better, though. We are getting better. I think another 30 episodes, Griffin, and you'll have us right in the palm of your hand.
I'll have you right where I want you.
Y'all
miles
see
and miles
something.
Away over the internet.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of having you right where I want you, I've got the party in a cargo bay facing off against two what looks to be glowing oozes. They are in the corner across the room from you. And as I said last episode, you notice that there's a couple carts that have exploded open. And there's a bunch of parts all around. I said firearms, broken batteries, shards of translucent glass-like material, just like all sorts of kind of gear and technical parts just about the floor. You want to see what these things look like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to tell.
Oh, good. Very cool. Very cool. It's a very clear picture.
It looks like a green marble is what you showed
us. It's green. It's green. That's about it. It's green. So, no, it's a cube. And inside the cube, you see a bunch of more gear and stuff in there, like, but everything in there is like mechanical or technical, you know, technology is just like absorbed all up in this cube.
Oh, they was just hungry.
Let us roll initiative for the first time of book two.
Ooh, let's roll initiative. My initiative is a -1.
Yeah, mine was a -2. Gotta take that
Have you taken the taking the deafen off
condition off?
Oh, dude, I sure haven't. It's been so long. Boom. My initiative is a +3.
Okay, that's much better.
21 on the initiative.
Yavari, what did you get?
Yeah, Yavari's hoping that Tex does better because she got an 8.
Oh boy. What about you, Tex?
I got an 11.
Alright, so both y'all are going to be at 11. Alright, so Steve, what did Natasi get?
Natasi came in with a 15. Not too bad. Okay.
Sigurd, what about you, bud?
I wish I could keep what I rolled and roll 20, but unfortunately I rolled a 7.
Oh, that's a bummer, because you did have a much better roll than roll 20.
22 but, to 7.
You know, if it makes you feel any better, usually roll 20 will screw you on the rolls, so it's better to take your luck with the real dice. However, it looks like these oozes get the first go here with a 22 on the initiative, just edging out over Vin, and they are going to move in, and they are actually going to kind of skirt around the side of the room, and they get right about there, kind of, you know, they're on the southernmost wall of the room. They're looking directly north at Vin. The other one is going to move around the crates and get directly in front of Sigurd. The one that moved is going to use its second action to get closer to Vin, but that's going to be its turn. And then the one that's in front of Sigurd is going to use its make a pseudopod attack at Sigurd. Alright, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Which dice am I going to use? I think I'll go with Norse Foundry tonight. Alright, that's a decent start. We're looking at a 24.
Yep, that'll hit.
Alright, that is going to deal 7 points of bludgeoning and fire damage.
Alrighty.
That will be their turn. Vin, it's your turn. On your turn, the first thing I'm going to need you to do is roll a fortitude save.
What? I'm pretty
start
sure your boy
feel ill.
I do have 10-foot reach. I'm sorry.
Really?
I was confused about myself.
All right, get you an opportunity attack there.
Okay, baller. All right.
You got a melee weapon?
Yep. That is going to be a 17 to hit with her red flare.
That is a hit.
Baller. That is going to be 8 electricity and fire damage.
Not bad. So it's electricity and fire.
Yeah.
Does that split evenly?
It.
When you're accounting for damage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's 4 bludgeoning and 4 electric, right?
Correct.
You feel that electricity seems to really do a little extra work there.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Good to know.
Cool.
Vin, I need that fortitude save, bud.
I'm working on it, my man.
Okay.
17.
Okay. You're all right. Close.
See, man, right. Tricky. Listen, so the first thing that I want to do, because I'm finally learning how to do this after a year of playing this game, is identify creature. I want to roll a life science check to identify the creature.
Well, it may not be. I think oozes our life science.
Oozes our life science. I had to check.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Let's get it.
My life science bonus is +8, and that's 11 on the die for a 19.
A 19. You can ask one question, because you do. Yeah, you identify this as a radioactive ooze.
Uh-huh.
Which is a variant assembly ooze. And then you can ask one question beyond that.
Okay. What weaknesses and resistances does it have?
Okay. It has the ooze immunities, which means it can't be flanked.
And it has weakness lightning or thunder.
It has,
or...
yeah, it has weakness to electricity, and it has ooze immunity, so... can't be flanked or critically hit, plus a bunch of other things, but those are the key aspects there.
Hear me out on this, guys. We just need to trick them into trying to fix our ship.
That'll kill them immediately.
I like it.
Natasi, remind me to have you roll a knowledge check on your turn.
Sure.
But that's what you learn. Okay, so what would you like to do now?
Okay, so that is basically, that doesn't cost you any actions, is my understanding.
It's a swift action.
It's a swift action, okay. So Vin will literally rub his hands together and start getting a jolting surge worked up and zap this thing as a touch spell. So basically it is touch, doesn't provoke opportunity attacks. It's a melee attack against target's EAC.
Okay.
Wait, you have spells? I thought you were an operative.
He's a technomancer.
I'm a technomancer, man.
Okay. I think of you as an operative.
Right. I play him like an operative. All right. So that's not a very high bonus, but I will use an inspiration.
Okay.
And that'll give me a plus two?
Yep.
Okay.
Ooh, I might do it, dude.
17 to hit. That hits, doesn't
17
it?
To hit. Yep, it does hit.
Bet. All right, let's see how much damage. This is the first time I'm using this spell, actually, so let's see. Either way, if your attack hits, the electrical device surges out of... No, deals 4d6 electricity damage to your target.
This is jolting surge you did?
Jolting surge, yes.
Okay. 4d6 damage. I mean, that's pretty...
That's pretty hefty, and then if it has got weakness, too, so... All right, so 5, 1, 1, and 6. So 13 damage.
Okay, so that is going to do good bit of damage. It definitely does more than 13, and it looks pretty bad. I mean, you just the electricity kind of surges through the cube, and you see all the technical gear inside just start to go on the fritz. Just all the batteries start exploding from the inside. Just.
So, Vin was pretty confident with that. Like I said, he thought he had him licked, but he's like, oi, and realizes the ooze is not dead. Oh, mm-hmm. Fuck this, and Vin is going to move through Yavari Square and behind some of these crates for cover, and that will provoke an opportunity attack, I'm sure, but I have the mobility feat.
So you get, like, plus two
plus
to your...
four.
Plus four, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I got a 23.
Against EAC or KAC?
That's going to be against, I guess it's whichever's lowest because it does both damage. It's an energy and a kinetic. So.
Yeah, that hits, man.
Damn, it's all right. It's not a big damage die. Let's see here. Of course, it did roll max damage. That's going to be 8 bludgeoning and fire.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Well, he bit me.
He got me.
Jumped up and bit me.
All right. Next up, we have Natasi. Natasi, I need you to roll a fortitude save, please.
Okay. Ooh, 18 on the die. I think that's going to do it.
Good shape there. Okay.
You wanted me to roll a knowledge check, right?
I do.
Which one was that again?
It's gonna be life science.
Not my best one. I know more about humanoid bodies than slimes and oozes and goops because I only got an 8.
Yeah, nothing doing there. You thought you had a little nugget of idea, but couldn't develop it any further. So.
Adam, I want to fire at the one that Vin just ran away from. I'm just a little lost here on the map. It looks like we came up or down some stairs, and there's a railing or something. Is this a railing that I'm next to, or a wall?
So you're on the down slope of the corner stairs, right? So it like wraps up and goes up. So it will get just a little bit of cover, like a plus two, because I mean it's not unhittable. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're just kind of shooting under the stairwell at it, you know?
All right. Natasi is going to pull out her blaster, and we fought oozes before, so, I mean, it's going to be an awful to hit, but she's going to try shooting twice, playing the numbers game. Just sees this thing and just starts pumping out rounds at him.
Okay.
Oh, there's. I don't think this is happening. A 4 on the die, which is a 4, and a 9 on the die, which is a 9.
Mm-mm. That is a miss. You successfully blast the stairs.
Okay, that's good.
That would be your turn, yes?
Yeah. Right. Unless there's any other crazy checks you want me to make, buddy. No.
Tex, you're up, and I need you to roll a fortitude save.
I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't. But you need to, and you need to pass it.
In your defense, Steve, Natasi does just have the one eye, so depth perception is kind of tricky, you know?
Yeah, it's all off. That's why I have an awful
They should have built it for melee.
I rolled a 16.
A 16. Okay. All right. You're okay.
Cool.
You're okay.
And I'm going to spend a round summoning a fiery rattlesnake.
Okay. Sounds great. Yavari, I need you to roll 2 fortitude saves.
2. Okay. Nope. Wolf. Fugue. That's okay, though. It's fine. This is going to be fine, guys. A 12 and... Oh, no! A 5.
So less fine.
That's bad. You start to feel the effects of some radiation poisoning. So you need to go ahead and put yourself on the poison track for constitution. And
uh-oh.
So you're going to go directly into weakened, which puts a -2 at fortitude saves. But because you failed the second one, you go another line down on the poison track to impaired. So you need to be 2 slots down on the poison.
Thanks, I hate it.
Oh, it's just getting started. This is just the first.
Dude,
this is really bad.
This immediately became very apparent how bad this is going to get. It's going to get really fucking bad.
Now, I need you to roll another fortitude save.
Jesus Christ.
You've got to pass this. Like, if you don't, it gets really bad.
Okay,
You had a decent minus.
I went from +3 fortitude to -1.
Oh, no.
Okay, Emily, I'm going to use a different die. I rolled a 3. I have a 2.
You need to go ahead and add radiation sickness disease to those afflictions, and that's a whole nother thing. That's like a once per day deal, and you basically just have radiation sickness as I believe that will be latent right now. But you are now not only poisoned with radiation, but you have contracted radiation sickness. We'll get into that later, but it's super not great, and it's really hard to recover from. I will tell you this, that it takes 3 consecutive saves to cure yourself of this, and you have to roll a save per day.
Cool.
Good thing we're on the ship for like 4 days. You should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not cool. Yavari just got nuked, basically.
She just got microwaved to hell and back. It's still your turn.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
Collapse.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just had a little come apart there.
I'm sorry, you also lose some hit points.
Oh, come on.
You don't have to do that if you don't want to.
You failed, but so you lose 6 hit points.
Okay.
And I think that comes directly off your hit points.
Okay.
Not your stamina.
That's fine. This is fine. I'm fine. I don't even care. This is totally fine.
It's time for Yavari to do some toot.
Sounds like it.
You know, I do not freebase cocaine, but if I get nuked, I'll do a toot.
If I get radiation poisoned, I'll do a toot.
I'll do it.
Okay, she's going to this one to the east. Is that the one that I got the opportunity attack on? I'm really
And that one looks pretty cool. Bad off.
She's gonna try and hit him. Eleven to hit.
11 is gonna miss.
And she's not.
You should move.
Yeah, you should get out of their radius.
Yeah, you should move.
Sh- she's going to just run away like a bitch and flop behind those boxes. And
like literally just flop.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what she's going to do. And she's free action going to... Nope, she's not. She's going to hold on to it just in case they come back after her. Okay. Yep, that's her. Gonna mull over my life choices now.
Yeah, that's bad. Sigurd, I need you to roll a fortitude save.
Can do. This is a 19.
19 is good. You save against the radiation poison. It's your turn.
I see. I think he at least saw you burning, like, I don't know, tumbled.
It's like saw her scales start to just melt off.
Yeah, you know, she turned real pale. So he's going to be like, I think we got to take care of these things real quick. He's going to, since he's right up in one of their grills, he's going to pump all of his entropy, which he now has 2 points of because the thing hit him for more than twice his level of damage.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. It hit him for 7.
Okay.
So he's going to pump that into his attack and attack at it. That should do with a 16 on the die. What's that go to?
Yeah,
I'll get it. So that's going to be 12 points of damage, bludgeoning.
Okay, that's a solid hit there, man. Okay.
That's his turn. That's a move action, standard action.
All right. Back at the top of the round, it's round 2. It's the ooze's turn. This one that's under the stairs is actually going to move up to this corner here. It is going to take a swing at Natasi, as it seems hungry for your android circuitry. Here we go.
The way you described that earlier makes sense. I was going to argue with you, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Fourteen to hit your lowest AC.
Boy, that's great, because my lowest AC is 14.
Just get you. All right, that's going to hit you for 7 points of bludgeoning and fire damage.
Okay.
And then the one in front of Sigurd is going to full attack Sigurd. And it looks like we got a 19 to hit and a 13 to hit.
Nope, neither.
Both those are going to miss, right?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, that's good at least. Vin, let's see. Yeah, you're going to need to roll a fortitude save.
Oh, figured.
Vin, we're counting on you to kill this one. We're all rolling twice, too.
See,
19 on the fortitude save is good.
Double check that. Hang on. Make sure I'm not tripping. Oh, no. It's a 17.
You're fine.
Okay. All right. So the one that's in front of Natasi and Tex looks... It's bloodied, so to speak, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like there's like little like electric surges just still popping off on you.
Hey, can I do a life science to figure out how much HP these things have?
I don't think that you can reroll knowledge checks per turn. Can you do that? No.
No.
I think you get one per...
You get one per combat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So here's what Vin's going to do. He's going to look at both the oozes, see the one that's weaker. Like, all right, y'all finish that one up. And Vin's going to run up on this one in the north that is attacking Sigurd. And he will rub his hands together again and cast another jolting surge.
All right.
That's pretty sweet. I think I'm going to get it with a 15.
To hit?
To hit.
EAC?
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yes! Yes, 4d6. Let's burn them spell slots. All right, 4, 2, 5, and 2. 13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Looks all right, yeah. Bad. So looks Vin just bad. Gives that no. one the old static electricity, and that's about as much as I can do, boys. Good luck, everyone. Hope you don't die of radiation poisoning.
Oh boy, Natasi, I need a fortitude save. This one's going to be a little tougher.
I don't want what Ivari has.
I thought you were saying I don't want to.
Pass.
I mean, I don't, but Natasi is going to go ahead and burn one of my inspirations here. So I'll be adding a little bit to that roll.
I was going to say, you got four of them.
Yeah. All right. That, that's probably needed. I don't think it's going to fucking matter. Dear God. All right. Fortitude is absolute dog shit. So I got a 10 off the die. With my fortitude bonus goes up to an 11. With the card goes up to 13.
13 is your fortitude save. It's not going to get it. You are poisoned as well. And so then you are going to need to add poison, constitution, and you're at the weakened stage.
You know, Adam, I already added it because I knew I was going to fucking fail this save last turn. So yes, okay. I put on weekend.
Okay. You do have your turn, though.
Okay. Just make sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. Wasn't I supposed to take damage on the initial
exposure? Yes, you're right, with the poison, so you will take... In this instance, you will take 7 points of damage to your HP.
Don't particularly... straight to the HP. That's
straight
right.
to the HP, yep.
I should have kept my fucking mouth shut. Okay, Natasi has to take a guarded step back and take a shot at this thing. That's all I got. That's all I got, guys.
I mean, if you hit, you're good. You just got to hit it.
Yeah, I know, but that's the problem.
Okay.
That could be right about where I need to be. I got a 12 on the die with one shot out of the azimuth laser pistol. It's going up to a 16.
16 will get it, dude.
Sweet. And you know what? Because at that very moment, the laser pistol beeps. Because I've been tracking my shots, and that's 20 since my last reload.
That's your last shot. Wow.
That was my last shot in the mag.
All right. How much damage you do?
All right. That's max for me. That's going to be 5 points of fire damage.
Your foe has fallen.
Woo!
Tell me how that looks as you shoot this green cube of radioactive ooze to pieces.
I think about it. Have you guys ever played Halo 4 or Halo 5 where they introduced the new like light weapons? It's this ooze thing, and she backs up, takes a shot at it. Boom. This like kind of fire energy round goes plowing through this thing, and it dissolves from the inside out from that like little tunnel that the laser made through it.
Okay. Nice.
Like the light weapons in Halo.
Well, you got one of them down, which is good, because now that puts you at least out of radiation exposure. Tex, you're up. I do need you to roll a fortitude save.
Okay. That's an 18 on the die for a dirty 20.
You're good.
Okay. And on my turn, a fiery elemental rattlesnake appears on the other side of the ooze that's in front of Sigurd.
Okay. And then it gets to
It attacks immediately on my turn.
All right, get that shot.
13 on the die for an 18.
That'll hit.
Okay, so a d6 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be 7 total.
7 total. Your snake fells your foe.
Oh, tell me nice. How,
tell me how you do it.
I think it like slithers up, like wraps around the thing and bites it on the top where its head would be if it weren't an ooze.
Yeah, so it goes down. Unfortunately, another crate explodes.
Ah, shit.
Adam wasn't ready for this fight to be over yet.
No. Oh, no.
Well, it's the third. It's the third round, and you know. So, Yavari and Sigurd, you actually have a round before it burst. If there's anything you wanted to do,
in it's that also round. Still my turn. Oh, I right. haven't done anything.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Elemental did. And what I want to do is use my new cook grenade feat that I took, and as a full action, I'm going to draw an attack with a grenade at a +2.
Still my okay. idea. That's cool. That's cool.
Can you? So does cook grenade a full action that does
it's,
those?
It's a things? Full action. Yeah.
That does those things. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I have a shock grenade that I'm going to throw at it.
Nice. Slick.
So what is? I haven't thrown. We haven't played this game in so long. What is my bonus? It's just a ranged attack bonus.
Just a ranged attack, and you okay. just got to beat
it gets
5.
But it gets a +2 from
the feat. DC gets a +2.
Oh. Okay.
For the reflex save that I have to make.
Okay. Yeah, a 9 on the die for a 10.
Okay. All you needed to do was hit a 5.
Yeah.
Which you do, and so now I make a reflex save. What's the DC?
Excuse me, a 14, not a 10.
Okay, what's the DC for the shock grenade?
It is. Where does it show that? 13.
So it'll be a 15 because you cooked the grenade.
Right.
All right. Go. Oh man, 15 on the die.
Nice.
Well, actually, that's going to be a 14 total.
With a -1 reflex.
It's got a -1, yeah, yeah. So it fails. It's going to take full damage from that shot grenade.
Nice. 1d8 electricity.
Okay. You know it's vulnerable, too, so it's going to take a little
ooh,
extra.
7.
7. Ooh, nice. So I will go ahead and tell you now that's going to be 10 points total damage.
Nice.
And I mean, that's a pretty big chunk out of it, and you just hear it kind of squelch, and that electricity just, as I said, it's full of batteries and shit, and so you're just like blowing it up from the inside, essentially, as these all the electrical currents connect through the ooze, you know, just charge it. Nice turn. That will be your turn because it was a full action, Yavari. You don't have to do any rolls at the moment. So what would you like to do?
So Yavari's a little not happy, but she's kind of like, okay, I'm glad that one died because she couldn't really do a whole lot. But now that this guy's down here in the corner all by himself, she too is going to chunk her one shock grenade.
Okay.
And it auto hits because she's got a +7 to range attack.
You have to roll just because it could be a natural one.
Oh, boo. Oh, God, thank God. Shit. It's a 7. I thought for a second it was a 1. I was like, motherfucker!
All right. Yeah, so that is a successful hit.
Okay.
So I got to roll a reflex save.
And mine's a DC 11. So I don't really know. I mean, I click on shock grenade and it says specials explode 15 feet, 1d8 electricity, DC 11.
So yours is an 11. So I've got to roll a 12.
I hope you don't.
Roll a natural 20. Put it on the board. But I will take half damage.
Oh, okay. Rolled a 7. Sweet. So
that would be 3 and then half again. So 4 points of damage.
Half. Okay.
Yeah, so vulnerable, you get... You did 7 total. I took half damage because I passed the reflex save, so that would be 3. But then I take half as much of that again for vulnerability. So half of 3 is...
Okay.
So you it takes gotcha. 4 total.
Gotcha.
Okay, but, you know, not bad. You get the hit in there. You're not feeling great, I'll tell you that. Sigurd, you're up.
Guys, in Starfinder, can you draw as part of a move action?
As long as you have a base attack bonus.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was the same, so yeah. I haven't used a weapon yet this campaign. 5.
Unless you count Betty.
That's true.
15, 20, 25. Sig's going to get right up in front of Yavari, between Yavari and this thing, because he saw Yavari like clumsily crash into a stack of crates. And as he does so, he pulls out his pulse caster pistol and fires.
Nice.
Ooh, 18 on the die. That's going to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's going to get it.
So that's 5 points of electricity damage.
Okay, so that's 7 points of electricity damage. Thing is about dead. And it's its turn. It is going to move towards Vin. Get right in Vin's face and attack. Yeah, it's all right, buddy.
I don't know why you do that, though.
Because you're a technomancer, bro.
Because you got the big tank right there.
No, but it doesn't care about that. It's like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you're going to get it because you're just oozing with food. Just your energy is such a delicacy.
Yeah, I've one technological item on me.
yeah. So it looks like we are going to hit with a 25.
Yeah.
So you will take 7 points of bludgeoning and fire damage.
Okay.
It's your turn, and I need a fortitude save, and so this is a tough one.
That completely sapped
your stamina.
Stamina. It's like 8 on the die, and then my fortitude is.
All right, so you're going to take 7 points of hit point damage, and also take the poison condition of weakened, poisoned constitution track.
Ugh.
It's your turn, though. Once you get all that added to your sheet. Poison, dude. Radiation poison. It's brutes. That snake is gone, right? It only lasts 1 round?
Nope, because I'm level 3. It gets 3 rounds. So now it's 3 rounds?
Cool.
Yep. Yeah, I've been doing nothing while you guys have been taking your turns, but looking up treat disease and treat poisons.
Good, because you're going to be the one doing that shit.
I got to learn this shit now.
One thing... What'd you get?
All right, huh?
What you got? Your turn? Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't told you yet.
That's what I'm saying. What you got? What you got for your turn?
Show me what you got.
I think I have to Jolting Surge. Like, I think it's the only play I can really do reliably. So, just instinctually, Vin will try to Jolting Surge it since it's in its face and, you know, I don't have a gun in my hand or anything. 17 on the die, my guy.
I'll get it.
Okay. 6, 1, 6, and 2.
So it's 15 this time around.
15
right?
Damage. That's gonna be.
It's gonna be 22 total. Yeah. You blast this thing to oblivion with the.
Yeah.
Search.
I mean, it just runs up on Vin and he's like, "Oi, fucking thing!" And he feels the rads and it's just like, "Nah, I don't think so."
And 5 more crates burst open.
Fuck off, dude. Fuck off.
No, that's it. That you guys have
okay.
dealt with.
I was like, do they?
I'm about to hop in an escape pod.
What? yeah, we'll see you.
Go back to the holodeck.
Tumble my ass out of here.
So, yeah, I mean, the oozes are dead, and you can kind of... take a moment to examine their gooey remains, but you'll need to do an engineering check if you want to salvage anything from it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Can I do something with that?
No, you're dying.
Try not to die.
I'm not dead. I'm not dead yet.
It's 17 on the die plus 9.
Yeah, that'll get you, man. You're able to salvage from the goo, carefully pull out the various pieces of tech gear for another 400 UPBs.
Okay.
Everybody can roll a perception check as you search maybe the rest of the crates, you know?
Yeah, that was going to be my next move. Just like make sure 14. There aren't more oozes.
14's not going to get it.
23.
You do, however, notice that your lip is slowly sloughing off your face.
I don't guess a 15 gets it, does it?
15 doesn't get it either, man.
23 from Sig.
Okay. Sig, you discover that there is actually a crate that one of these assembly oozes did not get to. And inside is an untouched suit of graphite carbon skin armor and a stalker assassin rifle. And then you also find a stash labeled emergency medical supplies that consist of various recreational drugs. Because this is a gangster shit.
Tight. You know?
worth 1,000 credits. You can.
I'll do some toot.
Do you guys want to come do some toot?
You know what? On that, let's finish our drinks and we'll see.
Wait, hold on. You didn't ask me what my perception was. Because it's a natural 20.
Oh, oh, that is on the board.